Bill Mackay is with us, senior lecturer in the School of Architecture and Planning at the University of Auckland. You were giving hints at this a fortnight ago and I couldn't quite get it out of you. But you've got your own personal, very personal case study of what happens when the government comes and knocks at the door, Bill.
Yes. So, as you mentioned, I was talking about kitchens and your expert inquisitorial skills had me admitting that we were doing a new kitchen somehow related to the Public Works Act, so I'll tell all. And this is also relevant because the fast track approvals legislation, I think, is not just going to cut out the public from consultation on many big projects. They're deemed to be in the national interest. So we'll also see potentially more of us having to make sacrifices, such as being compelled to lose land or homes to big schemes, you know, dams, roads, that sort of thing. So until recently, we lived in a house, Kilmarnock Avenue in the Herne Bay, Ponsonby, Grey Lynn area. And we were approached by Auckland Council's Water Care, who wanted to buy our place for work related to Auckland's Central Interceptor. And that's a big tunnel running from Grey Lynn. It's got a few extensions. It will reduce wastewater overflows into Auckland's streams and bays. And, you know, we thought, OK, well overdue work on something that's going to be great for the public and the environment. We had a headwater of Cox's Creek in our backyard, and it's probably one of the most polluted waterways in the country. So as part of that Central Interceptor project, a branch tunnel is going to be built that will sort all of that out. Auckland's got lots of what we call combined sewage system, lots of parts of the country, particularly old Central Wellington has as well, combined sewage systems. That's where you've got sewage and stormwater in the same pipes, so when it rains, these can overflow. And incidentally, just by the way, people seem to think that sewers and stormwater systems run up and down streets. They don't. They run cross-country, you know, with the fall of the land, with topography. So it's actually very common to have a public drain in your backyard but not your neighbours, or vice versa. In the immortal words of the Godfather, we knew this was an offer we couldn't refuse. The Public Works Act allows government as well as councils to take property needed for projects. When I was telling people why we had to sell our house, initial reactions from most people was, they can't do that. Yes, they can. That's how motorways get built, for example. So how does it work? It varies depending on if you're losing some of your land or all your land and your home. So your property ends up being valued by two valuers. The agency will choose one. They're working for the agency. You get to choose another. Take a lawyer's advice on choosing a valuer. Your valuer gets paid for by the people taking the land or your home. You need a lawyer, and that gets paid for too. And you get some moving costs paid for as well. So there's also a potential cherry on top. It's called, additional compensation, which could be up to about $50,000 if you settle in an appropriate time frame. So I've made that all sound quite good, actually. And when we first, you know, looked at the Public Works Act and found the terms, we went, oh, yeah. How did we get on? Firstly, the Public Works Act wasn't actually invoked. We were approached with a willing seller, willing buyer scenario, which is very common. But we did decide to sell just to get the thing done, rather than stretch it all out. We got advice from a law firm that was, I'm not naming any names, but we got advice from a law firm that were very experienced in this area, and you can find quite a few online, and they were very good. They were really well worthwhile, and they did all the negotiations. And we got the compensation we would have been entitled to under the Act, basically. You know, it was expressed in different ways, but you know, we were relatively happy in the end. And we actually ended up with two sets of lawyers because the one that did the negotiations, the experts, they didn't do conveyancing. And so we actually ended up with those two sets of lawyers paid for as well. So that was not too bad. The two valuations of the property, they were okay, but unfortunately we were halfway through a building project and there was lots of potential in our place that we couldn't realise. So, you know, that's the major shame of the whole exercise. And, of course, when selling and buying something else, you're never going to get anything similar. And then you've got the upheaval and the disruption of moving and settling in somewhere else as well. The final kind of awkward bit was we didn't get paid a deposit. So on the settlement day when we were buying another property, we had to pay a deposit, but we didn't get paid one. Lucky financially, we could stretch that as well. So you really do have to kind of keep an eye on all the details and things and how people can interpret these things, because we found that dealing with Watercare initially was good, and they did really push it along. When we found a property we wanted, they pushed the payment system along to try and get it done before Christmas. That was really good. But dealing with their lawyers was a different story. I suspect a bit of good cop, bad cop thing going on. And there was no need for the unpleasantness from those professionals. At the end of the day, we're the ones losing our house, after all. So it's how we came to be doing a new kitchen. And our new place is it's mostly floodplain, but the place that we sold was formerly a meth lab, as I've talked about before. So step up.
You just like to have a topic for next time, don't you, with these things?
So, that's right. Plant the seed.
One of the lessons is you seem to make the decision at the outset that. Look, you can't fight City Hall, right, Bill?
Yeah.
And is that often where things can become quite painful? I mean, we all loved and watched The Castle, but it can't always end like that, right?
Yeah, and because I've got previous experience in this area, not with it happening to us, but when I lived in Waterview and I was very involved with the Waterview Tunnel project and all of that, a very large number of houses. People lost their homes when it went through, and it went through this process as well. So I knew the pain that was potentially out
there. The other thing that occurs to me is that we're in a fairly slow and low housing market at the moment, obviously,
yes,
relative to where we've been. And timing must matter with those valuations. If you're thinking, right, it's a hard sell at the moment, I might not do much better on the open market. But during a boom, good luck convincing the government that it's worth X, Y, Z more.
Yes. We were very conscious of this scenario, and I mentioned it to them as well. But at the end of the day, you know, it's two professional valuers, and we met in the middle of the two valuations, basically.
And also, when you're buying again, you don't want to be in that boom market where prices can be going up by the month.
Yes.
Interesting stuff as always. Thank you very much. Bill Mackay, Senior Lecturer in the School of Architecture and Planning at the University of Auckland.